You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The score is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. The Sweeney's doing 90 cause they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up at Heathrow. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of Wandsworth with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. To change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so flash. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a nasty little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. To the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they're on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats.
Christmas special, it's cool for cats, it's Squeeze, it's Difford and Tilbrook and so on, and it's Nick Elliott's show. Yay, Nick, how are you?
Alex, I'm great, man, thank
you. He's off for a comfort break shortly, don't worry, it's all right, keep it live, we won't be following him. In this particular production, we have a sort of festive theme, although this year, Cat, Ace Producer, has not brought any Christmas festive decorations whatsoever.
Nothing at all.
Honestly, I thought, you know, for the holiday season, at least a little bit of tinsel would have come out, but clearly she said no.
I brought my jangly earrings, if
this is
know.
True, yeah.
But there are presents.
There are always presents.
Presents
of wonderfulness.
Presents. Yeah. I come bearing gifts.
Oh, lordy lord.
This is incense, so myrrh, yeah, and class A drugs.
No.
Please. We have Ben from Brighton in the studio. Ben, who's managed to sort of stay here.
Good afternoon.
A fixed scenario, you know, after we recorded our November special, which of course went out December the 1st, and now here we are, just heading up to a whole routine. Nick, would you like to have that break now, whilst we go in between a rock and a hard place, which is pretty much where you've left us, broadcasting-wise?
Indeed. You can cope.
Stop!
A Rock and a Hard Place, the second in the selection of Sound and X Vision's tunes. Sir Mick Jagger, of course, and Keith Richards and the whole team. What do you make of the Rolling Stones, Ben?
Oh, I love the Rolling Stones. Any Rolling Stones song, give it to me any day. I love it.
Over the Beatles?
I think probably not. I mean, it depends, obviously, what song, but I think the Beatles take it.
Over the Osmonds?
Yeah, definitely over the
Overtake
Osmonds.
That?
Yes. Even though it was my... Admittedly, Beautiful World was my first album I ever bought myself. Take that, Beautiful World.
You know, but I would concede that. You know, people like the Rolling Stones and the Beatles are
different eras.
Different
eras. You know,
The voice of Sue Royce there, who will be able to share next
microphone. I know, you don't argue with that, do you?
That's very true. Rick Okasek is the lead singer with the next group, who regularly gets trotted out with Who's Going to Drive You Home Tonight? Who's going to drive... No, we're not playing that, thank the Lord, because it would be too clichéd. And Nick Elliott, the one thing you can guarantee about the photographer and the broadcaster is he don't do clichés.
No. Not at all.
So what have we gone for from the Cars?
We've gone for Just What I Needed.
Hi, this is James from The Answer.
Hi, this is Mickey from The Answer, and you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
Freeway featuring Lynn J. And the answer, of course, their own little ident, courtesy of the Rock Train that we heard beforehand as well. Marvellous stuff. So, Nick, the answer, big followers of the group?
Yeah, great band. Have done some stuff with them on several occasions. Top guys. Touring now, by the way. Touring London last night.
Well, you say last night, of course. We're now in, you know, approaching Christmas Day. It is our Christmas special. So, when last night for you.
2 weeks ago, then.
Exactly. Lord, sometimes you produce the sort of routine. I mean, Sue's already celebrated a birthday since last we had the show.
Really?
Yeah, happy birthday,
goodness
Sue.
Me. Was that when I popped out?
When you pop out, you go back, it's like a time machine in every shape or form. Please.
I
She's getting an attack of the giggles now already. No.
Here we go.
It was just a small one, honestly, officer.
Here we go.
And
Pumpkins full length.
Oh, please.
Eyes down, yes. New game.
Ben, what did you make of the answer?
I was pleasantly surprised. Oh. I'll certainly be having a look at them when I get back.
Major retro choice for the next one, of course, on a programme which will also be bringing us The Man Behind Puppets to the Supreme Commander. I'll say that again. The Man Behind Puppets to the Supreme Commander. That would be Ed Graham. But Bobby Darin.
Oh, this is a wonderful track. Wonderful, wonderful
based
track.
Based on Kurt Weill, of course. You could have had Lotte Lenya singing it. but presumably you went for Bobby Jones.
No, I've got to with the original.
Okay, then.
I want 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4. I feel as good tonight as if I was working. Hutchy-tay-tay-too. Getting that twitch in your shoulder, ma'am? Go to a neurosurgeon, he'll take you right away. Ooh, the shark and bee have such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Mac Heath, beer. So there's never. Oh no, it's the wrong words. How do you like that? I blew the lyric. That's like Moses forgetting the Ten Commandments. Scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old man Heath, baby? So there's never, ooh, never a trace of red. Let the thing swing, son, on a sidewalk. Ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking way around that corner. Tell me, could that someone be old Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Where's he meant bad? Just move it on down. Yes, that cement is there, strictly for the wheat beef. Bobby's got to get you 10, Brother Mackey's back in town. You hear Pop Louie Miller, you done disappeared there. Yeah, been drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Mackey, he dispensed just like a sailor. Could it be? I've done something rash. Come on, come on, Jenny Dava, yeah, yeah. Ooh, Suki Tawdry. Hello, Miss Lottie Lenya. Good evening, Lucy Brown. You know that that line falls way on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in old Vegas town. Stay back, Miss Lotta Lenya. Move it over, Miss Lucy Brown. Yes, you know that that line falls way on the right field. Now that Maggie's back in town.
The Rock Train, leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train, no tracks are too heavy.
outrageously wonderful. But that's just my view, and I'm not allowed to have views. I just press the buttons. Dude looks like a lady Aerosmith. Ben.
Yes.
What did you make of it?
It's a song I've always loved. Well, Aerosmith in general, I think they're quite a nice
band.
Loving
an elevator.
Yeah, I like a bit of rock. So.
Loving a toolbox, Sue.
Yes. Loving Aerosmith. Marvellous. They're fabulous.
Yeah. Well, it's a sequel that needs to be written. I think you should get in touch with them straight away.
Great.
Because you've got all those tools and you've got a box as well. What's not to love?
Oh, and your tool in a box, you can't whack it.
Exactly. And on to Gary Curtis, as it is Christmas, because he well might be alone at Christmas with the zombies. As first revealed on last month's edition of Sound and Exhibition, or actually the December the 1st edition, Volume 23, Alone on Christmas Day. But that time Gary appeared, we didn't have a chance to actually play the full version. We have now, Nick. The zombies have been released. Nobody wants to be alone at Christmas.
No, good track. I like that. It's a good Christmas single. It is.
Well, it's growing on me. In a sense, it's growing. Ben, is it growing on you?
Slowly. I'm still in the Christmas spirit yet. It's actually officially got to turn December first.
Only a few days. It has.
Unless the old, of course, it has. Just now, yeah.
Please.
You think
we're recording this in June. Of course, it's July. think ahead. Plan the whole thing. In a few moments from now, we will be speaking, hopefully, to Ed Graham. Why is that a significant thing, Nick?
He's just released, well, he will have, yeah, yes, he would have released it by now, his Christmas single from his new band, published to the Supreme Commander, and I actually was in the video. He invited me to star in the video, which was really good.
Drunkard as gambling, nudity, magical mistletoe, singing jazz, pentagram.
And that was Pagan Christmas by Puppets of the Supreme Commander. And on the line we should have Ed Graham. Hi Ed, it's Nick. How's things?
Hello, how's it going?
I'm all right, my man. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Yeah, we're just about to start filming our video in Jeanette's bar in Norwich.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, I knew you was on location today, but I didn't know exactly where you were. How's it going? Have you actually shot anything at all?
Yeah, well, we've done some location shooting on Masshole Heath and on the market, but we're just, while Angus and I were filming about the town, Trevor's been setting up all the lights and cameras, so we're ready to go here for the performance.
Oh, right, good. What's this for, Ed?
This is for a song called Aces of Norwich, another song off the four-track EP.
Right.
And we're lucky enough to be filming a Jeanette's bar, which is actually a 900-year-old... one of the oldest buildings in Norwich.
All right, fantastic. I think we got a bit of a iffy signal there, Ed, so I think I lost a bit of that, but I pretty much got the drift. How's things going with, yeah, hopefully, you know, the single has now been released. How's things going with it? Is it going okay?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's going really well, yeah. It's going great. You know, we're all excited, you know, for people to hear all four songs, not just the Christmas song.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Are you pleased overall with the EP, you know? Are you happy with the new material?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we sort of deliberately threw four of our best songs at it, you know, so make an impression, you know.
No, I mean, I really like it. I've been playing it quite a lot since, you know, I got my copy, and hopefully the thing's going well, and, you know, it's starting to sell, and, you know, it's getting out there, people are listening. You've been busy doing some road work. You been gigging a fair bit, yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, the December the 3rd is our main gig, but really we're just making plans for the new year. I have a friend in Italy, in Milan, and I can't wait to get out there, actually.
I know that you're going to do some stuff out there next year. Looking forward to hopefully being a part of that, so... It's really good. So what's your kind of plans for next year? How's things looking?
Well, you know, as we come into, you know, as we come into spring, we're looking at releasing another single, then the album. And I've got a plan involving the Norfolk Tank Museum, if they'll have us, to make a video involving a tank or at least an armoured car.
Oh, nice. Because I know you're big time into your military memorabilia and the war and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's quite a small but very interesting museum in North Norfolk called the Norfolk Tank Museum. And it's run by a load of ex-soldiers, and it's really their sort of hobby to maintain these vehicles. But they've said basically, well, we can't borrow it, they'll drive it, but we can have a ride in it.
So. Oh, wonderful. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Hopefully to be a part of that as well, that'd be a good gig.
Absolutely, yeah. Hopefully you can come along.
Yeah, love to. Well, I think you and me are kind of catching up in the next few weeks anyway, aren't we, for a bit of a social.
Well, yeah, that's right, yeah, we're going for dinner soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So what kind of plan is for today for the shoot? You know, how long do you think it's going to take? When do you think you're going to wrap it?
Well, you know, we're just about to start filming the performance section, and you know, we'll probably be done. You know, we'll go through the song 5 or 6 times, so we'll probably be done in a couple of hours. And then some of the lyrics of the song involve one of the lyrics is Big Beard. So at 5:30, meeting a friend after he's finished work. A friend that happens to have a very big beard and a very very well-groomed moustache. So we're meeting him at the pub for the purposes of filming a scene of Angus pointing at his beard.
Oh, right. Okay.
So that's going to happen at about 5:30. And then we want to wrap the shoot about 6 by the final shot being in Anglia Square.
Oh, right.
Know, contrary to what people think, you know, they want to knock it down and build over it and change it, but... I actually think it's quite pretty the way it is, you know. It's I think you should celebrate it, not destroy it.
Yeah, totally agree. It's a nice place, that is.
Mm.
So what's your kind of plans for the festives, Ed? What do you do with yourself at Christmas? Anything good?
Well, you know, nothing exciting, really. I'll just go to my parents in Lowestoft, you know.
Yeah, back to Lowestoft.
I did toy with the idea of my friend Rick's in Indonesia. I did toy with the idea of flying out there to see him. I might do that, actually, for New Year's. Go to Southeast Asia.
Yeah, that could be a bit of a giggle, couldn't it?
Mm, yeah.
So, is that about it then for today? You know, you're going to be straight into the shoot after we kind of terminate the call here, and then, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. The drum, the light, everything's ready to go. Cameras are ready to go. Actually, I was about to start miming, and then the phone rang. So, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
100% ready to go.
Right, okay. Well, we'll let you get on then and get back to what you do better than most people, and that's play. And so we'll look forward to catching up again soon, and we'll get it. You're going to be airing a lot more of the tracks off the EP, so looking forward to catching the new stuff.
Excellent, Nick. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, regards to the guys, and you stay safe.
All right.
Catch you in a bit, Ed. Bye-bye.
don't worry, it's not a fire risk. Roxy Music, Both Ends Burning. After a sensational interview that Nick did all by himself. Did you notice that, sir?
I did, but I was only thinking that we might make a radio presenter out of him.
It's what, 24 episodes of Sound and Exhibition.
Yeah.
And here we are, his first unaccompanied, it's like taking the stabilisers off, really.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Suddenly he does a
riding
whole piece.
For the first time.
The wonderful world.
There you go again, Susan.
Big beard. I love the sort of line that was brought out by Ian
Gray. It may be bigger.
One shot to actually get a shot of a man who's got a big beard, because they call the song Big Beard. There's a line which says Big Beard in the song, so let's get a man. It's amazing. And, of course, driving a tank, which could be dangerous, but at least he's not driving.
That'd be a giggle, though, wouldn't it?
It could open up a whole new area.
Now, Ed's big time into his military, big time.
Puppets to the Supreme Commander. We haven't asked Ben what he made of Puppets to the Supreme Commander's song.
I thought it was quite good, actually. I quite enjoyed it. It's, again, adds to the sort of the rock theme, so, yeah, I'm all in for it.
Well, the lineup for the Christmas special, because that's what you've been listening to, is kind of like a Christmas time-travelling special, a bit like sort of the Siren FM equivalent to the Doctor Who annual Christmas special, really, where we've bounced back and forth across the weeks and months. We've had Sue's birthday, we're not having Sue's birthday, we're having Sue's birthday again, then we're back on video shoots live, and then we're not live, and it's all been wonderful stuff. But we've had Squeeze, The Cars, Rolling Stones, Gary Curtis... Yes, the classic Christmas single, Alone at Christmas. Bobby Darin, Aerosmith, Puppets to the Supreme Commander. Didn't have a chance to speak about the video for that, really, did we? I mean, we were just getting into it when we played Puppets to the Supreme Commander, because it was a pagan video, was it not?
It was, yeah. It was a really good video, and I had quite a big role in it, which Ed invited me to be in. It was really good fun. Long day.
Did producer Kat get involved as a pagan warrior?
She's always struck me as
a bit Cleopatra.
Well, she looked
really
after PR and that for me, obviously.
Boudica.
And that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Boudica
PR. That would be good. BPR. I think it would be worthwhile.
No.
Have a chariot.
Cat
horses.
PR. It's Cat PR.
Well, there we are. Okay. How do people get in touch with Sound and Nick's Vision?
Basically, you can just go to my press office, which is nickelliott.info, and it's all on there. Listen again. And the social media and all that kind of stuff.
I have been honoured beyond words to have actually been presented with an official gift from the fabulous Keep Music Live scenario, Nick Elliott UK Tour, featuring a skeleton clutching a guitar in front of a tombstone. It is so Christmassy. I just don't... It just is, really. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Sue, from your own perspective, I know you're equally as excited, but what was your favourite tune on the programme today?
See, again, I have this little dilemma. I love Roxy Music, but I'm afraid it's got to be Bobby Darin. To be Bobby Darin.
The slightly more Bobby Darin-esque live, let's just move this. Mm-hmm. I think he even caught Nick by surprise, because he wasn't expecting that to come through. He thought he was something. But that's the unexpectedness that makes life interesting. So,
surprises.
Bobby Darin from yourself. Sue, what about Ben?
I'm slightly tied, but I think the answer's kind of taken it for me.
Ooh,
I'll have to give it another try when I get back, just to make sure. But
Ben Lewis, in positive for the holiday season, and Nick. I mean, presumably it's like asking you to choose between your children, as we've often said. Really,
if I had any, or that I know of.
And on that bombshell, as Kat picks herself up in the corner, I'm saying, oh, Lord, what have you not? I've got to have full disclosure, Nick, otherwise I can't do my work for you.
You tee it up, Alex, I'll hit it.
That's exactly it. Have a great holiday season if you've been listening to Sound and Exhibition. You can listen to it all over again, of course, via podcast and so on. This has been our Christmas special, which has kind of veered into all sorts of other areas, including, of course, the great interview with Ed Graham. No relation to David Graham, of course, who was the voice behind Hiram Hackenbach, Brains and Thunderbirds, and of course Parker. I want to make that clear in case people are wondering.
No,
why didn't you ask
no
Ed
connection.
About Scott Tracy? That's a completely different person, different Graham entirely. Ed from Norwich, or indeed he might be in Lowestoft, or as you rightly sort of managed to wheedle out of him, he might be sort of flying overseas.
Highly possible. Knowing Ed, very possible.
So rock and roll, it's almost like Les McEwen has entered the building. Because you have actually elected to go for the Tartan Terrors. There are many people who actually say that Give a Little Love was probably a slightly better
This is
number.
A very special dedication to you, my friend.
Is it all over then, Nick? Are you trying to tell me something? I mean, here was I said to Kat, is there a message in this? You know, volume 24, and this is what we're going out with, the BCRs, you know, those tartan folk who've actually had a lot of legal problems as well. I gather the court cases are being settled. Keep Music Live is the final sort of wrap-up that we actually go through. I don't even sort of announce what it is, Sue, but if I said the Bay City Rollers.
Yeah,
oh.
I know the Bay City Rollers, of course I do.
Especially for Alex.
Oh.
Well, that's it. We're out of here. Final three words, please. Will there be Sound and Next Vision in the new year?
Yes, we'll be back in January.
Well, there we have
with
it.
Some specials.
I gather Sally Geeson will be one of them.
I do believe so, among other things.
There we are. Thanks to Ed Graham for this particular package, and thanks to Ben Lewis and Sue Royce. What part of the team? I mean, I think Ben has obviously become that second part of the
been moulded in.
Oh,
I've been adopted.
He slotted in well, so, as Sue would say. Yeah,
romance going on.
Exactly.
And on that note,
he ain't no Chloe Baker, but there we are. That's a sort of fairly obvious line. On that, so. But life continues.
On that note,
a 1, 2, 3. Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
If you hate me after all I say, I can't put it off. Just gotta tell her anyway.